None of us likes to face adversity. We just don't. You don't, and I don't. But no matter how great our pre-election for an easy run at life may be, adversity comes knocking on our door at the most unexpected times. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. In all my years of flying, until more recently, I've done rather a lot of it, it's never ceased to amaze me that planes always take off into the wind, not with the wind at their tail. That's so counterintuitive to the uninitiated, which I used to be. It kind of makes sense to get a bit of a helping hand from the wind by having it at your tail, kind of a push along. But no, the way aerodynamics work, the plane needs the wind beneath its wings in order to get lift to take off. Now, winds can be unpredictable. The winds of change often blow into our lives, and rather than press into the adversity, our instinct is to run away from it. But that's not how it works, at least not in the kingdom of God. Because so often that wind is God himself bringing change. So often that adversity is God ordained to do a work in us that we didn't even know needed doing. And the way to get lift, to rise up, to lay hold of God's victory in your adversity, to be all that he made you to be, is to press into it and get his wind beneath your wings. John chapter 3 verse 8, the wind blows wherever it wants to. You hear it, but you don't know where it's coming from or where it's going. It's the same with everyone who is born from the Spirit. Often we don't know where he's coming from or where he's taking us, but he does, so trust him. That's God's word fresh for you today. You know, one of the reasons God would have us rise up to be all that he made us to be is so that his love can work not only in us, but through us in ways that today we can't even begin to imagine. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Discovering Your Legacy of Love. To request your copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.